Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, there was nothing easy about it, baby. But the best things in life, sometimes come with a little bit of a challenge, sometimes with a little bit of adversity. Sometimes you just got to win a game and pull one out of your... Sometimes you just got to win it on the final play. Oh, wait a second. Isn't that every time? I mean, how many freaking games are the Commanders going to win on the last play of a game? This last night, last week, again, Philadelphia was technically the second to last play of the game.
I mean, good news for answering your question. Season's not over, so we don't know yet.
Correct.
Potentially
Atlanta,
more.
Atlanta was on the final. I mean, my goodness. How many freaking times are they going to... And, oh, by the way, they won six in a row. Oh, and by the way, this is... I mean, if somehow, some way, they can keep Jaden Daniels standing, and I have no idea how they're going to do that consistently, this is the worst the roster is probably going to be under Adam Peters. Think about this. Adam Peters took over 363 days ago, January the 15th, 2024. It's January the 13th, 2025. They've won 13 games, including a road playoff game, and presumably have the quarterback of the future, and presumably have their worst roster that they're going to have. Remember, they started this year and played a good deal of this year with Emmanuel Forbes, Jamin Davis, and who was the other jabroni that they cut? Fedarian Mathis, all first and second round picks, all failures, all flops. Think about that. They don't even have those guys. By the way, Matt, you sent me this picture. Josh Taylor put it up at Josh Taylor FB of Deron Payne sharing a picture off of his IG and the x-ray of his hand. I mean, you know, again, presumably this is real, legitimate.
Doesn't look good.
Does not look great.
Your thumb is supposed to be bones in a continuous line.
Yeah,
not
if I'm seeing
step.
This right, there's yeah. one bone going this way and the rest of the bone going that way.
Good news is it all looks like there's skin around it. No bones through the skin this time.
And the good news is, right, he did come back.
Yep.
So, I mean, listen.
Really bad dislocation.
I guess they can just, you know, tape it up and numb it and whatever. And maybe he's not going to be as effective, but I guess better than nothing. I don't know. But the bottom line is, it's not a fun look, not a fun x-ray. And obviously plenty of people have had broken bones before, so you kind of know what the deal is. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the calls. Jay Gruden will join us in an hour, as he does each and every Monday, but let's go back to it right now. We'll get to Michael and Gaithersburg in a sec, but first, Franco is with us. What's up, Franco? How are you?
Hey, Rooster, man, I came to your restaurant this morning, man. I ordered a bowl of Victorious. You came back with a bowl of If I Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda, Almost. I didn't order that, man. And while I'm waiting, give me a tall glass of We Won second round playoff. Give me a tall glass of that. I didn't call a boast. I just called a toast. I love you, Rooster. We'll talk later.
I love it. That's a great call. Maddie, make sure you get
called a toast.
I love it. Make sure you get a couple. Make sure you get a couple of snippets from that. That was well done. That was well done. Let's get to Michael in Gaithersburg next up, and then we'll get to Jonesy after that. What's up, Michael? How are you? Michael? Oh, Michael.
Hello?
Hello. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi, right. Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Peachy
is better than, well, you know, I don't know, grapefruit sour or, yeah.
Well, if you're eating grapefruits and stones, I guess, whatever.
There you go. There you go. Right. Grapefruits and onions. Grapefruits and Vidalia onions on everybody's plate today.
I have to say this. You think Tony Kornheiser is going to bring out the bandwagon?
Wait. Is Tony Kornheiser going to what?
Bring out the bandwagon. Remember he had back in the 80s when...
I wasn't here during that, so I don't know really what that reference is about. And honestly, I worked with Tony for 5 years, and we had zero relationship, so I don't know anything about him. other than, he's on PTI every day, but I honestly don't know anything about him.
But I must say, though, that I'm amazed by what Quinn has done with regards to game management, game clock management. Mm-hmm. How many times have we come under 30 seconds during the 6-game winning streak that we've come back to win the game?
Yeah, well, we just detailed every one of these wins, right? If you think about it, the New Orleans win, they got screwed on the clock, mm-hmm. but that comes down to the mm-hmm. final play, right? The Philadelphia one is the second to last play with 6 seconds left. After the Atlanta game, overtime. Then the Dallas game on the... And last night, listen, when you have 4 minutes and 41 seconds, you should be able to score. Okay, not that you're going to every time. There's plenty of times that you go three and out. But, time was not a factor in terms of having enough time to operate. I should say it like that. However, what they did, they did to not only get the points, but to kill every last damn second so that Baker Mayfield didn't have time to carve them up in a prevent defense and go and kick a game-tying field goal or score a game-winning touchdown like we've seen so many great quarterbacks do. For them to do it the way they did it, brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And even the amount of possession. I mean, that last part of the first quarter, the first part of the second quarter at 9-minute drive, 90, whatever it was, how many plays? 17 plays, 92 minutes?
Yeah, 17 plays, 92 yards, 9 minutes and 8 seconds. Yards. And then they got a three and out right after that, too, on defense, and went back on offense and scored a field goal. Mm-hmm. I mean, what they did last night, now listen, it helps when Tampa Bay has only got 7 possessions. It helps. I'm not going to say it. But part of that, I'm still trying to figure out and process this. How in the world did they have Tampa only 7 possessions and they lost one of them on a fumble 3 plays in, right? How in the world do you have 7 possessions? I mean, most games, at least 8. Usually 9 or 10 is kind of the minimum that you see.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Unbelievable. And they didn't run the ball well. And they imagine if they would have run the ball well, what they could have done. Unreal.
That's a work in progress until next year.
It is.
I like Brian Robinson, but Brian Robinson, unfortunately, is not like, what's his name? Aaron Eckley. I lost my train of thought.
Saquon Barkley?
He's so quick.
Are you talking about
on our team.
Austin Eckler.
Yeah, right. He just glides through the hole or glides outside.
Well, he's got the natural speed that Brian Robinson. Yeah, Brian Robinson doesn't have. I mean, that's part of the reason why he went in the third round and why people thought he would probably be a fourth round pick when the Commanders drafted him in the third round. Michael, I got to let you run. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Thank you for holding in and holding on. We will continue with the calls right here, right now on the Team 980. Let's get to Jonesy. And then we'll get to Lou on the other side. After that, what up, Jonesy? How are you?
Hey, Rooster, man.
Jonesy.
Hey, listen, you got to stop hanging out with Neil. Because there was a time that you did say if the Commanders had the ball last, they would probably win the game.
Right. I did say that last Thursday, I think it was. I said, if it was a close game and the Commanders had the ball, that is where they excel, no doubt. Here was my thing, Jones. I thought that it would be a close game, okay, hence the reason why I picked the Commanders plus the 3.5. But I also kind of didn't know if they, maybe backdoor cover or if they would miss a field goal late, which they almost did, or some weird sort of circumstance would happen. If you would have told me the Buccaneers would only score 20 points and the Commanders would only walk away with one turnover and essentially a quasi turnover on the botched snap, which then led to the game tying field goal there when Baker Mayfield in the center kind of mistimed the snap. And even though they maintained possession, if you would have told me that they would have had only one true turnover and 20 points, and we are not giving enough credit to the defense just simply because it's Jaden. Yeah, the defense was huge.
They actually got pressure on Baker Mayfield, which I said that was one of the things you had to do, and plus keep him off the field. They rallied him a few times, and then it didn't help, but they botched a few, of their own plays. I mean, the handoffs, that was terrible. and the Wagner recovery, fantastic. And that would pretty much put us right back in there, because you didn't say, I remember you said, we keep it close, and if we get the ball last, most likely we win the game. And Shazam, guess what happened? So I can't ask for no more than stuff like that. And all the problems and woes that we have, between our offensive line and defensive line, we'll fix it. We'll fix it down the road. But right now, we just got to keep on keeping on with what we got.
Attaboy, Jonesy. No doubt. Keep it up. There you go. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, later on in the week. Appreciate you. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Lou next up. What up, Lou?
Chris, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Lou? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. You know me, man. We were going back and forth at it yesterday, last night, I guess.
I hear you.
Hey, man, you talking about you going to blow.
Wait, did we lose you? Oh, there you are.
Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah, your phone's going in and out, so.
Yeah, I was just turning my vehicle on. But, the thing, me and you keep going back and forth. It's all fun and games and things like that. I might have probably crossed a little bit the line, maybe.
You were a little salty with me last night. I mean, it's okay though. I mean, I was a little salty back at you. So, like testosterone and emotions are running high. And I basically had to tell you, listen, I'm going to block your ass if you keep talking trash to me.
And it wasn't,
I disagree with you about Benjamin St. Juiced. It was, shut up, please. Shut up, whatever. So I had to give you a little bit of business.
I know. I'm not mad. I'm always, Twitter is just a place for people just to go back and forth. It is what it is. But, my thing is, everything that I've been saying about this team and, it's all, everything they're doing is beyond expected, and it's just year one. And I'm just here, just riding the wave, man. I keep telling your fella that comes on Thursday and Wednesday, he seemed like he just doesn't have any faith in this organization. He just want to have that Super Bowl ring like tomorrow or something. Like, it's a process, you know? I keep telling them. So I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm just riding the wave and I'm just excited. And, you know, like, this season is icing on the cake for me. Like, I told you from the beginning.
Your point
of the season,
about it being a process, I mean, real quickly, let me stop you there.
Yeah.
It is okay. Important to remember that, right? That even though they have had meteoric success for this franchise, and even though they're at this point now where they've won a road playoff game and he's him and all this stuff, and it should only get better from here, you have to realize, you have to remember, this is a league that takes no prisoners. I mean, next year could be a completely different story against a first-place schedule with 9 road games and only 7 home games and blah, 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 blah. Not a first-place schedule, a second-place schedule. But you get my point, is things can change rapidly. So enjoy it now. But the cool thing is, and I think, and I mentioned Adam Peters at the top of this hour, right? He's been on the job for less than 1 year. And look at the transformation. And if you think about Josh Harris and his group, they've been on the job for less than a year and a half. And look at the transformation.
Exactly. I mean, like I keep saying, I know, you know, next season, like you say, you know, anything could happen. But at the same time, people were just panicking when we lost 3 games. The guy said, stick a fork in this team. So I'm like, what are you talking about? Do you know football? Like, he comes on the radio, blah, 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 blah. Like, he put all his emotion on the radio. Like, dude, it doesn't work like that. I'm just kind of like try to push back and try to text him or you know, try to tell him all positive.
Well,
things.
I know. But you sometimes don't like any negativity. I will say this. But yet you kill Benjamin St. Juice.
Of course, he's trash. This guy has no business being in the league. I mean, he got the body, but he just doesn't have the IQ level.
I love how everybody else is wrong and Lou's right.
No, I'm just, Chris, it's obvious. I mean, I told you from the get-go, from the season before. I don't know.
Different. We'll debate it another time. Listen, he ain't going to be here probably in all likelihood next year. I got to run. I appreciate you. Right, you know, good to hear from you. Let's get one more in here. John is in Oklahoma on the Odyssey app. John, always good to hear from you. How are you?
Hey, good to hear from y'all, too. I'm always listening, man. If I ain't calling, I'm still listening.
No, I hear you. I feel you. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Welcome. Hey, listen, I think he got one of the best compliments last night, Jaden Daniels, coach for the Tampa Bay.
Todd Bowles.
He said he just don't have a conscience, man. I tell you. That's got to be one of the best compliments. He said he just don't got a conscience.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, right, think about this, right? Yeah. One of the smartest defensive minds in the game.
Oh, Cole, yeah.
You know, he's got two guys spying him, one on either side of the hashes, because on a third and 6 on the 21-yard completion to De'Ami Brown, he's petrified, not scared. He's petrified that Jaden Daniels is going to run for a first down in a big spot.
Exactly. You know what? I agree 100%. I've always thought he's one of the best defensive coaches ever. I mean, of course, he has a place in my heart. He's a Redskin, you know, through and through.
Sure.
But I've always liked him as a coach. And, you know, we're out here in Oklahoma and Baker Mayfield fans. But not last night we weren't. You know, we're Redskins through and through out here, 50-something years from me. And grandkids finally got to see him win a playoff game or go to the playoffs. I was like, I got three grandkids, not even old enough to, you know, wasn't even born when we went to the playoffs. So we're excited. I feel like this is all just bonus football, and this is the foundation of something, you know, to come that's even greater than what we're experiencing
now. Absolutely. Well, congratulations. I'm happy for you and happy for everybody out there. Yeah, no doubt about
it. Man.
And I think that's the way you kind of look at it, and I appreciate it. I think that's the way you kind of look at it. Like, before we get hot and heavy into Detroit, and listen, people are going to tell you they got no chance. Of course they've got a chance. People are going to tell you Vegas thinks and Vegas knows diddly-poo. They know nothing. Okay, they're 8.5-point underdogs. That's just for degenerate gamblers. That's not for anybody that has any clue as to what's actually going to happen, because nobody knows what's going to happen. But here's the bottom line. It's not all gravy. It's not all icing on the cake. It's not all downhill. But you can go into Detroit playing with a certain confidence and a certain aggressiveness and a certain reckless abandon, because you know that nobody is picking you. You know that there is no expectation outside of the building to win. Inside the building, they'll have an expectation to win, and they should. But you know you can play a little bit mentally clearer and not tighter. Like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think, played that game last night tight. They won 5 division titles in a row. They're at home. They're supposed to win. And they didn't. And when you play tight, you not only get Hershey squirts in your drawers, but you also make mistakes like they did down the stretch. Period. Washington, now maybe they'll go in and they'll turn the ball over 3 or 4 times. I have no idea. But Washington can go in that game playing footloose and fancy free, at least the way I see it. And they'll never tell you that, but that's the approach they can take. We did what we needed to do, right? Now, it's like, think about this, one last thing. In a best of 7, when you're the road team in games 1 and 2, if you win game 1, you are so much more relaxed and confident for game 2, right? Because you know you did at least your part, and any extra is icing on the cake. Even though you have the rest of the series, and even though you're going home. The point being is when you win game 1 on the road, it's different in football because it's a single elimination. But for this team to have accomplished what it has already, while the job is not done yet, there's very little pressure. They're not going to be tight. They're not going to be needing extra underwear, if that makes sense. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, Jay Gruden at 3. More of your calls coming straight up as we continue to rewind on a 23-20 wildcard weekend win for the Washington Commanders. We'll get into some other things that were important, too, as we sprinkle that into the conversation along the way. But willing to take all your phone calls. Keep them coming. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I got a tweet from Mo at Maurice4DC. He's always fun on Twitter or X. Do you purposely try and rile up Paulie? And he tagged Paulie at Greed34. If you're watching the game and they cut to someone digging in their nose, as I suggested, you're going to notice it. No one asked to see the extracurricular activities they show on the sideline. No, I guess my point is I'm not paying attention to a lot of that stuff. I'm watching the football game. I'm taking notes. I'm trying to jot down all these notes that somehow I don't always use, but they're there in case I need them, right? I mean, if you think about it, right, on that final drive, are you watching Zane Gonzalez and more worried about his idiosyncrasies, or are you watching the huge screen to the left side that – somehow Jaden got in there down to the 28-yard line from Austin Ekeler on 2nd and 10. Are you paying attention to the Ekeler twisting run up the middle for 9 yards? Are you paying attention to how Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels, and Cliff Kingsbury are masterfully, using and burning the play clock and therefore the game clock when Todd Bowles doesn't take a timeout? Are you looking at Marcus Mariota coming in and Jaden in motion and trying to get a free first down before they run that 3rd and 2 play that we've talked so much about? Think about that. I'm not watching somebody pick their ear hair or you know, do whatever Zane Gonzalez was doing and whatever they kept showing. I'm not paying attention to it. I got the game, man. The game. All of the things in the game. And there's so much more than that. I mean, think about it. So much more than that. And, you know, really, and I had a feeling this was going to happen. The defense is not getting enough credit because Washington held the ball as much as they did. Somehow, some way, without really having a good run game. Because they limited possessions. Because they gave up a couple of touchdowns, one at the end of the first half, one in the third quarter, on the Bucky Irving flat route to the right after Bucky Irving got going to the outside perimeter, which is something I wish the Commanders had, and I wish they would use Austin Ekeler more. How about this? Remember the Austin Ekeler play? And I want to say it was on one of the fourth downs where Ekeler lines up wide right, and he kind of jets in motion, but instead of going fully across the line of scrimmage, like a normal jet. He just goes and takes a hard right turn and gets the handoff and plows ahead for the first down. I think that was on 4th and 2. I'd have to double check my notes on that, but I'm pretty sure that was. But we haven't seen that all year. We really haven't. Usually, again, goes across the line of scrimmage. We saw it last night. That's what I'm paying attention to, not somebody picking their nose or, you know, doing whatever. Let's get to our guy, Double A, Athan in Annapolis. What's up, Double A, MCO? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I think next after the commercial break, Matt needs to play like Highway to the Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins from Top Gun, because this is like Maverick and Iceman and Viper. I mean, this is just like watching Jaden. He's so cool and calm. It's like a pilot. Like, you know, you're the best fighter pilot out there. That's what it reminds me of. Just like you, Chris, you know, you're better than everyone else you work with. And Matt knows he's the best producer over at 980. So he puts everybody else to shame. But this is just awesome just to see this confidence in this team, and they don't blink. It's just amazing to me how no matter how down and out they are, they don't give up. The quarterback is cruise control, and it's awesome, because anybody thinks that we can't play against Detroit's defense, you got another thing coming. I mean, yeah, they got a very potent offense, but they got a lot of injuries on defense. It's going to be a hostile environment. It's like $700 a ticket just to sit in the nosebleeds up there. If I was going into the war zone, see, I wish Paulie, if I was going to the game, I'd want Paulie to go with me, because if I was going to a street fight, I'd want Paulie with me. That guy, you know, back down and bow down for nothing. But just one thing I wanted to point out about the game that I hope they do this Sunday. I think sometimes you have to play with the flow of the game, and I would have kicked the field goal the first time on the first 4th and 2, because it was like a jailbreak every time, you know, they were coming in there on the first drive against us. So I think you go with the flow of the game and you take the easy points there rather than go for it. Obviously, what do I know? They still won. But we got a great chance on Saturday, and the future's only going to get brighter, because as you said, this is the worst the team is going to be. Yeah. They're going to get better. People are going to want to come here next year.
And Double A, to your point, like on that first 4th and 2, right? I mean, it's a 37-38 yard field goal. I mean, I could easily understand why you should have taken the points. But my point all along, and why I thought he was going to be ultra aggressive on 4th down, and I said it on the pregame show, and I said it on the extra show I did yesterday, and I said it on Twitter and whatever, is A, he's been aggressive all year, but extra aggressive because he knows two things. One, he's got to score points. Two, remember what happened in week 1, different kicker. Cade York missed a couple of field goals. Zane Gonzalez has been untrustworthy for the most part. Now, last night, Zane Gonzalez was pretty good, right? Kicked the 52-yarder, obviously kicked the 37-yarder at the end to win it and almost stoinked it, but that would have been about the same distance. And for whatever reason, Dan Quinn said, you know what, I need 7 instead of 3. And even though they didn't get any right there, I didn't mind that aggressive decision. I would have minded if they would have gone for it on 4th and 2 from their own 37, or I should say from their own 20 or 30 or 35. I would have hated. But on their 20, even though it did not work out, I didn't mind it. So that's just me. I mean, we all think differently.
You know what? It worked out at the end of the day, but just be prepared for this Wednesday and Thursday, because you know your boy Linus is going to be coming in there taking credit for everything that he said they were going to the Super Bowl. They were going to win 13 games, so be ready, because you're going to be berated with the victim in charge syndrome Wednesday and Thursday.
I'll throw the blanket over his head. How about that?
He needs it. He needs it.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. That's my guy, Athan, in Annapolis. Nobody likes to pick on Linnell more than Athan. Except for me. Or Doc. Or everyone else. Well, I should say everyone else. A lot of people just ignore him. We pick on him because we like him. 301-230-0980. Dan Quinn going to speak at about 3:30. Dan Campbell speaking right now. Are they one and the same? Time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, so as we mentioned, we are an hour away from Dan Quinn addressing the media. Now, this will be a different week schedule. No Players' Day off this week. Practice Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoons for the Commanders. It'll be a lightish practice, walkthrough, what have you, on Tuesday. But there is no Players' Day off this week as the Commanders right back to work getting ready for the Detroit Lions, the one seed, at Ford Field Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, Mike McCarthy is out as Dallas Cowboys head coach. His contract had been expiring. They had an exclusive window. They turned down his opportunity to meet with the Bears last week. They were trying to keep him. Two sides could not come together on a new deal for McCarthy, who will not return after 5 years with the Dallas Cowboys. Meanwhile, N'Kobe Dean of the Philadelphia Eagles is out for the rest of the playoffs and perhaps maybe the beginning of next season. Apparently a reported torn patella tendon in his knee. For the two seed, the Philadelphia Eagles, who disposed of the Green Bay Packers and will take on the winner of tonight's Rams and Vikings wildcard weekend finale. You can hear that game right around 9 o'clock here on the Team 980, and that's after Minnesota and Maryland Terrapins basketball, which begins at 6 o'clock tonight from College Park. So again, Vikings-Rams joined in progress probably late first quarter, early second quarter right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app right around 9 o'clock, and that's what's trending. On is a victory. Motown Monday as the Commanders are heading to Motown, Detroit on Saturday night, baby. And don't worry, while we're not listening to Paulie about canceling Motown Monday and all that stuff, we're just, you know, like we do what we do. We do have a plan in place. We do have a plan in place. I'll just not, I won't say anymore. We just have a plan in place, okay? Hopefully next Monday when we all return, we'll be talking about the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. And after, I mean, would you call it shocking the world by going into Detroit? Now, like, nobody should be surprised by anything anymore, right? And yet, we all are.
I don't know yet.
Jaden, got a lot to worry about, pal.
Sure.
Just please stay standing.
You know, you are old.
Did you see the video that they had timed up with the Zane Gonzalez? I don't know who put it out. I think I put it on Instagram. But like timed up with the Zane Gonzalez kick and that was just focused in on him on the sideline. Did you see that, Maddie?
Sure.
Jaden, calm down.
I'll speak for myself.
Like,
yes,
he was emotionless. He was just like, oh, yeah.
There's something to be said about having a guy that obviously he wants to win, but there's such cold ice in his veins, winning in the final seconds with a walk-off field goal, and his emotion is, oh, we don't get to play more? I don't have to go in and win the game? Okay.
I wonder if that is...
cool and collected. Yeah, that's like, I don't get this. It's all of that, but different animal.
But do you think that could just be exhaustion? I mean, it's at the end of the game, right? They've run a ton of plays. He's run all over the place.
No, because there's exhaustion, and then there's locked in. And he was locked in. That was a field goal. What's next?
I didn't see him smile until, like, I mean, after everybody's celebrating, starting to celebrate, somebody comes over, a staffer comes over and, like, high-fives him or, you know, give him a handshake. And then Charlie Millet, who's, you know, from PR, who's basically, like, his personal handler and is with him all the time, like, you know, is right there. And they start smiling together, and he just calmly gets up and walks. Now, as he was running off the, like, a couple of minutes later, moments later, after the NBC interview, all that stuff, he, like, runs off the field, and he's, like, hopping and, you know, like, kind of celebrating and smiling and whatever. So, he's, I mean, bouncing. It's not like the emotion wasn't there. It was just, like, how in that moment can you be that calm, cool, and collected? Cool as a cucumber, calm as a whatever, you know, California cool, all that stuff. How in the moment can you have, like, that kind of emotional balance, I guess, because I can't. I mean, I'm a big baby. I cry all the time over happy things. Like, you know, I just do.
Oh,
right?
And when I was swimming, I was the person that was yelling at everyone on the bench, get up, we got to cheer. Like, this isn't the moment to sit down. This is, like, you got to pay attention, get up, everybody, we need you on your feet kind of energy. So that was not me. I was let's get everyone's blood up Jaden, there always was that one guy on the team that when you say everyone get up, mm-hmm. they stay seated, don't even acknowledge it because they're so laser focused on what they need to do and what they're going to need to do. Talking to them, it's not a, there's no point.
Yeah.
You do what you can for the guys that you can, and then those guys are completely self-motivated. They're locked in, ice in their veins, and you just know they're going to do their job.
Here's the thing that I wonder. Can you, you know, some guys like A.J. Brown and George Pickens, diva receivers, I think there's sometimes positive emotion from them, but there's also the negative BS antics, whatever, you know, and the carrying on like a little child, like A.J. Brown reading his book on the sideline yesterday because he was bored and presumably because he wasn't being used right and whatever. There's those kind of guys, and then there's Jaden, right? And what I mean by that is I would love to see the positive, overjoyed emotion. I think he reserves that. Like, if you notice, when he went into the locker room last night, he hugs Mitch Rales and Mark Ein at the entrance to the locker room. And there's some emotion there. And then he goes into the pile. I saw one video clip. He goes into the pile, and there's a lot of emotion there. It's not like he doesn't have emotion and positive energy and elation. It's just we're used to seeing it more, I guess, not from him, but just from so many competitors and so many people that play his position and so many who play this game at the highest level. We're used to seeing it in the moment, in the raw moment. And sometimes, a lot of times, we don't even get that. Like, if you think about after he threw the game-winning touchdown pass to Zach Ertz in overtime against Atlanta, it was almost the same, I don't want to say muted emotion, but it's just like he doesn't go crazy, positive or negative. But if it takes him to do that, if that's truly what he is and who he is, and we're never going to get the negative stuff that so many athletes bring, I'm cool. Whatever he wants to do.
And I think that what you're bringing up is the main point of this. Jaden Daniels is a player that does not allow the game to affect his emotion or the way that he plays his game. He will play his game regardless of what's going on, whether or not he threw a pick or whatever. He's going to come in, he's going to play his game, and he's not going to allow for whatever the momentum of the game is to stop him from doing whatever he needs to do. And I think that kind of energy and that grit, drive, and determination, yes, we're winning, yes, we're losing, it does not matter, I'm playing the game I need to play to make sure that the final result is a W, is what you get with Jaden. And that's why it seems sometimes like he isn't celebrating, but that's just because he's not letting the game, winning or losing, affect how he's going to play the rest of the game.
Yeah, interesting. Let's get to Stevie Ray in Baltimore right here on the Team 980. Stevie Ray, how are you?
I'm good, Buzzkill. How are you doing?
Buzzkill? What?
Yeah, Buzzkill. I listened to you on Friday talking about how we did barely beat them and barely beat this guy, barely beat anybody. So that was one buzzkill. And then this morning, you're doing the whatabout game. What if this had happened or what if that happened? Well, I got some whatabouts for you. What about if he doesn't, Ertz doesn't get personal, the PI on him, if he gets them to throw that flag, you know, then we're up and maybe we're running away with this thing.
Yeah, well, you're not going to run away with anything at that point, but you're going to have first and goal at the one, which you had quite honestly, like what happened was you failed on that, you know, first and goal at the one because they somehow missed that DPI or holding, and I have no idea how they did. You're right. You're right. Well, we can play the what-if game for everything.
I know. Well, we're going to play one because you brought it up. What if Cansey or whatever his name is, had sacked Jaden and not just gotten his towel. I'll tell you what would have happened. Either the kid would have made the kick, and if he did, then we win the game. And if he'd have, and if he'd missed the kick, we'd have gone into overtime and we'd have beat him anyway.
Well, how do you know that? That?
Because how do you know it? Because I just feel it. That's what I feel. That's the kind of guy this guy is.
You're a glasses half full kind of guy, and I'm a glasses half empty buzzkill kind of guy.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I'd rather have a positive attitude than a negative any day of the week.
Well, I would rather. I would rather too, but I got to convince my brain of that. You know.
As we're entering, real quick.
But I tell you what.
Oh, real quick, real quick.
Hang on, Steve, you're right.
Just for everyone, reminder, as we're entering playoffs, playoff overtime rules are different where both teams get the opportunity to score. So this actually, given that Jaden is the, I'm just going to bring it down to the wire, he is kind of perfectly built for playoff overtime football.
You smoking Matty Ice. Man, that's right on top of it. We would have, even if we had let them get down and get a touchdown, he'd have turned around and drove us down for a touchdown. If they'd have scored a touchdown instead of the field goal, we were down by 4 points, he would have driven us down instead of needing the field goal. He would have gotten a touchdown at the end of the game. The guy's doing what he has to do to win ball games, and it's happening. It's a spectacular season, spectacular. I'm going to say one thing. I said it earlier. I think this is one of the top five games in the history of this franchise. And the reason why I think it is, you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, yeah. Here's the reason
why. Trying to be a buzzkill over here.
Okay, well, try not to. I know it's hard for you, but you can do it. The first three certainly would be the three Super Bowls, which we got that. Those are the top five. The other one would be the Dallas game that got us to our first Super Bowl win against Miami. This game, because it brings us out of 30 years of sitting back and wondering if we were ever going to be worthwhile again. We are now the most exciting team in all of football. All of football. We are going to, we're going to be on for 6 primetime games next year, and it's all because of him.
Yeah.
He's the guy. He has brought us from complete, utter despair to now. He has brought this whole city apart. There are so many people who said, I'll never go back to a game again because they changed the name. I guarantee you they are turning around and saying, well, you know what? I think I'm going to give it another shot.
Yeah, yeah. Was always the dumbest argument ever in the history of mankind. Yeah. But, you know, I'm glad that's been minimized, no doubt about it. Listen, I got to run. I appreciate it. I'm going to be a buzzkill again. I've got to stay on clock.
And when you are, I'll call back. Talk to you later.
I appreciate it. Is this the bumblebee buzzing around?
Hey, just a little buzzkill.
250, Team 980. I will try and squeeze in one more here before the top of the hour. Jay Gruden after that on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, 301-230-0980. It is a playoff victory Motel Monday. Jay Gruden coming up in just a couple of wee little moments. Let's get back to the phones and squeeze in one more here. Mark in Chevy Chase. Mark, you were at the game last night. You traveled down, huh?
Yeah, my dad and I went down there. They said it's the people in your life that count so much. It felt like Jay did it. The Commanders and all the Commanders, Washington football team, Redskins fans, we all just rocked out there.
Attaboy, yeah. It was a very, 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 very noticeable throng of fans. Quite honestly, as there are in a lot of stadiums and a lot of places, but you knew playoff game, Tampa, I don't know what the scene is going to be like this Saturday night because, A, Detroit fans are rabid. B, I think there's less seats there, but I'm not sure. And quite honestly, it's Detroit mid-January.
Right. Well, we already contacted some people there. It looks like the ticket prices are going to be too high to get up there.
Yeah, they are high.
Game, but we're trying to see about checking up for a night or just a night in there and run in and do another business trip. And I mean, it's a leisure trip, but you know, see if who knows about the game itself. A lot of it comes out of luck. I mean, we were all, you know, let's make it 6 in a row, right? Is that 5 in a row that have come down to the last play?
Well, right? Yeah. Yeah, because the Tennessee game, which started this win streak, which is now six games total, five in the regular season, one, that was a blowout, obviously. But since the bye, every game has come down to the last play or the last 10 seconds or what have you.
Yeah. So who knows? I mean, I don't want to give false hope out to A1 or anything, but I will say this. We are right next to that boat, and we need to get something, you know, get a team together, because it was so nice not hearing that boat at the end of the game. I'm not trying to rub it in, but the party boat we're talking about, what good fans the Bucks gave us. So if we have a reception like that,
well, good.
You know,
I'm glad you had a great experience, and obviously, congratulations on the win. I will tell you this real quickly, and I'm going to run. I should have gone. I pulled back because I was worried about the weather when I had to make the decision early last week. They were calling for a blizzard here in the DMV. I wasn't sure if I was going to be back for 1 o'clock today, and I honestly thought, the radio show is the most important radio show, the most important thing that I do. Not going to games, not talking to report, you know, not being in a press box, whatever. The radio show is the most important thing. And I'm risk averse to begin with, so I just didn't take the chance. But I'm glad you got to go, and I'm glad you got to enjoy that. That's a great stadium. I love it down there. And we
got to play Hail to the Commanders on the airplane back.
There you go. All right, there you go. Enjoy, brother. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. We have to take a time out because Jay Gruden is next right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.